Hello, everybody. We are here today, 2 days late from Talk About It Tuesday, but it's Think About It Thursday. How's that? And today I have with me the amazing Tanya Joyce, my business bestie.
Thank you for having me, Jessica.
Oh, I am so honored that you wanted to do this.
Yes,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, it's so exciting because, you know, this is something that you and I have been threatening to do together for a long time. So I think it's way, way, way overdue.
Look out, world. We're ready.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I think at the very end, we need to give them a little tickle of what it is that you and I are talking about. But we'll save it to the end. You have to wait till the very end of this recording. You have to listen to everything to be able to hear what it is we're talking about. So,
absolutely.
So Tanya, do you remember what it was that you reached out to me about that you wanted to talk about today?
Thank you, Jessica. I wanted to take massive, determined action in my life.
Okay.
I wanted to make immediate changes. Mm-hmm. And lasting changes. Mm-hmm. So not just things that I wanted to vent about, but I wanted to have a plan. And
right.
In order to have that plan come to fruition,
yep.
The best thing you can do for yourself is hire somebody to coach you along the way, to keep you accountable.
Really?
Yes.
Can't imagine.
And to support you through those decisions that you make, to make them more malleable, and to make them applicable to your own circumstance.
Right.
So it's about setting goals. Mm-hmm. And today we're addressing the subject of transition. So it is about transitioning your life to a point where you hit your true center.
Right.
So we all say that we're discontented with our lives, but where do we go? How do we change it?
Well, and aren't you the queen of transitions? I mean, you have been through an awful lot, woman.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know, we as women go through changes throughout our whole lives.
Yeah.
Do you know? We go through transitions in becoming a woman, becoming a mother. Our bodies change. Careers change. It affects everything in our life, our relationships. We are change agents from the day we are born.
We like it or not.
Yes. So,
yeah.
And if when you throw in trauma, that makes those changes even more difficult to reach.
Right.
To have success in your life. So I think that transition is something we should embrace.
Absolutely.
You know, and hiring a life coach, for me personally, I mean, people can do what works for them, but for me personally, hiring a life coach allowed me to really see what it was that I honestly wanted to change in my life and how to get there. Because when you have an outside perspective, it makes things happen rapidly. And for us, since meeting Jessica World, I'm telling you, things happened incredibly rapidly. So I will share with you a bit of background on that, in the sense of I was in a 17-year marriage. I have 5 children. I have been through childhood sexual abuse. I have been through teenage pregnancy. I was a child star. I was on stage since the age of 9 as a drummer in our family band and a singer. So I always had to be on in life. And then as an adult, even through everything I had been through, I thought, well, that's enough. You know, I'm strong now. I don't need any more trauma.
We're done.
I'm done. I'm tapping
done.
Out.
I give.
I get it. You made me strong. I'm Norwegian in background, so Viking strong.
Mm-hmm.
I was a victim of human trafficking at the young age of 23 and a mother of 2 children. So I had a really difficult time transitioning through that. And the only thing that got me out of that was formal education and believing in myself. I had to pull myself up by the bootstraps. And then I thought I was over. I was like, I got this. I'm getting my BA. I'm going to be a lawyer. I've got this all planned out. And again, the thunderstorms comes in the sea of rocking that little rowboat in the ocean.
Plot twist.
Some call it feather the brick, the semi.
Yes.
A good friend of mine told me that term, that when the universe wants you to do something different, it will send you those shit storms that only you can handle because you're strong enough to handle them.
Yes.
But how do you make it through with resilience? Mm-hmm. Right? So in
even when you're not necessarily looking so resilient.
Right? Oh, let me tell you.
Because we're allowed to fall apart too, right? Like, we don't always have to just like get up and get on with it. We're allowed to have those moments too, right? So
absolutely. But when do we allow ourselves permission to do that?
Yeah, that's the problem, right?
Yeah, society,
especially
says,
as women, right? We don't love to take a freaking break, are we?
No, as mothers, you're on 24/7. Yep. You put in a double day. Yep. Yep. Patriarchy still exists. And trust me, I am not man-hating. I am a global feminist for equality for all. And in that sense, I see the value in both roles.
Yes. And we can take on our role and accept it and recognize the challenges without having to necessarily be negative towards the other. I wasn't trying to go there at all.
Oh, yeah. No. My apologies.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying through that is that we have to be strong because we have no other choice.
That's right.
Right? So if our child is crying in the middle of the night, we have to get up and take care of it.
Yeah.
We can't be tired. We can't be sick. We can't do any of these things. Yeah. So as a mother, I was faced with not being able to be a mother.
Right.
I had a severe car accident in 2012. First, mm-hmm. I had one in 2010 that kind of knocked my rocker off. I was rear-ended and I had to use a cane and was off work briefly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just as I was recovering from that, the universe hit me and I died. So I was
literally.
I crossed over and came back with so many wonderful gifts to share with the world. I was in a wheelchair. I broke my neck and my back. I was hit by a Lincoln. I had a severe head laceration, which caused post-concussion syndrome. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can see, I scarred my head there very, very bad. Broke my neck, my back, my ribs, punctured a lung. Had a severe aneurysm on my carotid artery. I damaged my right wrist severely and needed surgery. I was contused from the knees down, so I couldn't walk.
Mm.
So I was broken emotionally and physically. Mm-hmm. But I was still a mother of five and had to cope while enduring a terrible marriage with an unsupportive partner. Mm-hmm. A lot of people might give up in that circumstance, but somewhere in there, I found hope,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that hope comes from within, you know, and having a good tribe around you to support mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So throughout my recovery, lots of painful rehabilitation, pain medication that almost became an addiction.
Mm.
I learned about mindfulness meditation. And Jon Kabat-Zinn is a major teacher for me. I've never had the pleasure of meeting him in person, but I have read his books. I've applied his techniques, the body scan, mm-hmm. pain management, to mm-hmm. know what's going on. Because if you're fully aware of your circumstance, mm-hmm. you can make the changes necessary.
Right.
So throughout my recovery, there came a point where I was like, okay, I can walk now in heels from a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in this bad marriage after trying mm-hmm. to leave twice. You know, this is the story, I think, for a lot of women where they're in a bad circumstance, but they don't have the courage or
the resources.
The resources to leave. Yeah.
They're not there, right? I don't know that courage is even it. I think it's just not knowing who to turn to, where to go. You know, it's hard to just completely uproot to try to get away from somebody or try to kick somebody out who won't leave. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I don't think courage is what you're lacking from what I've seen. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You're right though. You are right. Resources, and having, knowing what to do next.
Yeah.
Right. So for me, to transition from that
mm-hmm.
to being independent, mm-hmm. Cause it wasn't serving me. Yeah. To stay in that. It was very stressful. It was very debilitating. And it added more trauma to my injuries that I had already suffered.
Right.
So when I met you, I'm going to speak on you for a moment because I really praise your skill, your knowledge, your complete commitment to your clients.
Thank you.
Because I started as a client, but you've become my business bestie.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I have.
And I love it. I love it because teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Yeah, I love that. Yes.
So it's, and your past does not have to define you. Okay. It refines you into the woman that you're supposed to be, your true center. So when we first met, I will share with the world, when we first met, I knew that I wanted change.
Yeah.
I did not have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I had watched you on Facebook Live. I had paid attention to what you were showing up in the world as. And something told me that this is the person I need to contact who's going to get me to that change.
Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you. So within the first 3 months,
we could just go back and forth with the thank yous forever.
Oh, absolutely. Like there is nothing that I would have done differently in the year that we worked together initially. This is starting January of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So within that first 3 months, I had left my husband.
First month, wasn't it?
It was actually the first week of us meeting. I had told him enough is enough. I'm done.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I moved into a new place. Mm-hmm. I registered my domain name for my business because I knew that I wanted to help people. Yep. I knew that I wanted to show up in the world and share the gifts that I received out of the trauma that I have endured.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that there's no better teacher than someone who has experienced, you know, you can have, the best book knowledge that you want, but if you're not applying it and really networking and engaging with people who can grow with you and support you, you're really selling yourself short.
Yeah.
So in applying myself, hiring a coach to reach that next pinnacle of success, I overcame all that. What next? Do you know what next? I want to go back to work. I want to have my own business. Yeah. I want to show my children that there's nothing you can't do. Yeah. Can't is not an option. Try is not an option. So where we went from that was just massive, determined action, change, transition.
Mm-hmm.
And it took checking in. It took goal setting. It took meeting those goals. And even if you didn't meet those goals, knowing that they're still on the table, you haven't failed. Even 2 millimeters forward is still forward.
And you were 100% committed. You came to the table every single time, 100% committed to the journey that you had decided to go on with me. So thank you for that.
Thank you for saying that. Some days I get discouraged.
Yeah.
You know, as we all do.
We all do. That's why we need people. We need support systems. We need friends. We need coaches. We need just people in our lives that we can trust and rely on.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think that transition is a huge topic for us to discuss.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes I feel people hesitate taking those risks to go to that next level. And it might be fear-based. It might be based on a belief system that they previously held.
Yeah.
The dialogue that's in your mind saying you can't do it.
Yeah.
But
and there's
the thing
so much
is,
of that that isn't conscious.
Yes.
Right? Like when you, if I was to say to you, what negative beliefs do you have? It's going to be difficult for you to come up with the real ones. You can come up with the ones that are obvious. Oh, I'm afraid of success. Or I'm afraid of this. Or I'm afraid, you know, but that's not really what's going on. It takes more work. And what I find that I try to suggest to my clients most is it's when you're just going throughout your day and you're having those conversations with people and somebody says something, being aware of how your body feels, that resistance, the excuses that start coming up, if you can start to pay attention to those things on a daily basis, that's how you can start to uncover what your beliefs are that are holding you back.
Most definitely. And I love that you have goal digging, do you know, and that you are trained in NLP, which is the neuro-linguistic programming for people who don't know what that might be. and that you have developed the skills to recognize those little seeds of encouragement that you can act upon to encourage people to go deeper into what is really holding you back.
Yeah.
Do you know, a lot of people want to lose weight and they say, well, I am fully committed, but are you?
Are you really?
Are you really? Do you know where does that come from? Maybe someone told you that you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. And you want to hold on to that weight because it serves a purpose for you. Mm-hmm. Even staying in a negative situation, what purpose does it truly serve for you? And unless you dig down deep, change isn't going to happen. And if it does happen, it's only temporary.
Yep. You have to start asking yourself the tough questions and then being willing to be honest about the answers. That's the kicker, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times we just think we know the answer and we just want to say the stuff that makes people happy. But that's not the stuff that's actually going to get you where you want to go. You have to be willing to be honest with yourself.
Absolutely. And I think that the achievers in life really embrace being able to look at things and examine what is really going on.
Yep.
What is stopping you from success? And are you giving up too soon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not always going to see the results and the fruits of our labor immediately.
And we all have those days where we want to just go, okay, I give. You know what? I give. You win, right? Like I'm done. But then, you know, you give yourself a day or two and you go, what the heck was I thinking? I'm back on this train. Get out of my way. So, but we're allowed to, but you know, we all go through that too. So, you know, people need to know that that's normal. That's part of the process. That's, you know, it's that recalibrating. It's just like realigning yourself with, yes, I actually do want this, but it's like, you have to almost go through those little checkpoints along the way where you feel like giving up, but then you step up to the game again. And you're like, no, screw you. I'm on this still. So that's normal.
Exactly.
Too.
You have to, I learned, I went to Tony Robbins in March to the Unleash the Power Within.
Yeah.
And one of the things we learned was to change your state.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we're human, and part of that human being within us is to get discouraged, to feel tired, to feel exhausted. We have social media, we have our workplace, we have our home life, we have all these distractions to keep us from being our best selves.
Yeah.
So what do we do when that happens? And Joseph McClendon, who spoke at Tony Robbins extensively, said, shake your ass and change your state. Get up, stand up, and just do.
Oh, I love it.
You know, and if that means jumping up and down when you are feeling discouraged, if it means shaking your ass literally, and at the conference we shook our asses, but it literally changes your mindset. You can't help but smile when you're shaking your ass.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone frown while wiggling? Honestly, and I do a lot of shaking, okay? I've had 5 kids. I earned every pound on my ass, okay? So,
oh, you got a great ass.
Thank you, beautiful. So do you. But it's how do we embrace that?
Yep.
Do you know? How do we change that frown and turn it upside down? We have the ability to do it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We just have to give ourselves those gentle reminders. Mm-hmm. I'm in the driver's seat of this fucking bus. Come on. Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to get on my train, you have to pay the fare. And that means no negativity allowed.
And wiggle that ass.
Exactly. Thank you, Joseph McClendon III. He's amazing. I encourage you to go see him. But my producer just wrote a song called Good Vibes Only.
Cool.
And I so adopt that.
I have that sign in my house.
Yes, and he recorded it and did the video for it on Venice Beach.
Cool.
So what that's saying to me is watch who your energy declines around.
Yeah.
And you know what? Don't give them a guest pass through your door. You know? Surround yourself with I mean, not everyone's going to be positive all the time. We don't live in a rainbow world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their days.
Yeah,
but do your best to make more good days than bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then
and
I agree.
The people can make the difference. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I've chosen to do in my life through the transitions that I've had, which have been many, is stand up and show up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, one of the most recent experiences I've had, which maybe people can resonate with, is going back to work after disability.
Mm-hmm.
I have applied to no less than 80 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was listening to Les Brown, and he said that there was two employees that got terminated at the same time. One tried for a little while, then gave up and went home, and, you know, he just gave up. And then he started having conversations with all of his other unemployed buddies, and they just had a good beer, and that was their destination, right?
Right.
The other guy did not give up, and he actually volunteered for a corporation. Now, I'm paraphrasing and minimizing this whole story, but he volunteered for the organization, and when a position came up, they hired him first because he was willing to show up and not give up. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think that, for me, that's what I have to apply every day. Mm-hmm. You have to show up, not give up, and stay persistent, and you will see results.
Yeah.
And that comes to anything.
Yeah. I have to say, through the year that you and I worked together, there were days where I could tell that you were not really feeling so well and you had a lot of stuff going on, but you always, always showed up and you did the work.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, no matter how you're feeling, when I went to Tony Robbins, he was saying 2 millimeters of change mm-hmm. a day. Can mm-hmm. you imagine how minimal that effort has to be? If you mm-hmm. were going through the worst pain you've ever experienced in your life, and I have chronic pain, so I live with it.
Yes.
I don't take pain medication. I breathe through it. Mm-hmm. I still get up. I still have to raise my children and cook meals and try to become gainfully employed and grow a business.
Yeah.
It is a mountain of a task. Mm-hmm. But even if you can smile for 2 seconds out of your day, you've made progress from yesterday.
Right.
If you felt like giving up and you didn't commit suicide, that's progress. Mm-hmm. If you had that ideation and you called a crisis line, you've showed up for yourself. You said, mm-hmm. I do care. Deep down, I do care. You know? And mm-hmm. and I live by, well, okay, I used to live by the thought, I don't give a shit what people think. Okay. But honestly, we do. We may not care what everybody thinks, but we care about what the close people to us that we value their opinion think.
Right. The people we respect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is choose those people wisely. Mm-hmm. Do you know, who are they? Who do you allow in your circle that makes a difference rather than drags you right down to their level of destruction? Do you know, we can't control what other people do in our lives, but we can certainly control who we surround ourselves with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes the difference for me in choosing who I associate with, who I want to bring into my circle so that I can still keep smiling every day, even through those difficult times that we all face. Because life is not flowers and rainbows, even
not
though
every day at least.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not. But if we can have more days of beauty than less, we've really succeeded. Mm-hmm. And the other lesson I learned through all this is that wealth does not make you happy. Mm. You have to have fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And that fulfillment comes from good friends, business besties, and like-minded people who you can grow your ideas with. Mm-hmm. Do you know, if you plant a tomato vine in the dirt and you don't water it and you don't fertilize it and you just leave it be, it's going to get overtaken with weeds and you're not going to see the beauty of the fruits. Mm-hmm. But if you water it and you put good sunlight on it and you pay attention to it and you make it grow, you're going to succeed at having beautiful tomatoes.
Right.
You know, and I hope you like tomatoes. Maybe they're not. Maybe everybody doesn't like tomatoes, but I do. I like fresh ones, you know. So it's like, but that goes with anything you do in your life.
Yeah.
You know. So I love you, Jessica. And I think that the changes I've made in my life have been because I showed up, but I also knew when to ask for help.
Absolutely.
And a life coach can really help you through those transitions that you want to make in your life, the bar you set for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so I'm a huge advocate, as well as many of the other leaders that I've spoken to say, if you want to succeed, you don't recreate the wheel. You go to someone who knows how you can succeed and you mirror what they do.
Yep.
So that's what you've done for me in my life. And I'm eternally grateful for our friendship.
Oh my goodness.
Your skill and
too.
Knowledge. And,
thank you.
And just everything you've brought to me to help me transition through these changes that I needed to make and wanted to make.
You obviously wanted to make them. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you picked me because this has been an amazing journey for me too. So, and we're going to go with this now is going to be more fun. Would you like to do the honor? Would you like to do the honor? All right.
Absolutely. So in the very near future, Jessica and I, we're collaborating on a book together, but we're also collaborating on an online blog, YouTube presentations, whatever you want to call it.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not so social media savvy, but she is. And that's why you have people that, you know, you can build each other up with their skills. So what we're going to do is Chronicles of Two Thick Chicks.
Yes, we are.
Talking about all those things that we experience when you have curves.
Yeah, a little extra going on.
I always like whipped cream on top of that cheesecake.
Pile it on, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
So society tries to put us in a box, and I say, I'm cutting the box open. And
busting out, baby.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're going to have conversations about being thick in a skinny world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yep.
How
to enjoy it, not let the shit get to you and not let the media get to you and not let, you know, even our own internal voices get to us, right? So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to tackle some serious stuff, but we're also going to have an awful lot of freaking fun. Because one of the things I found when Tanya and I get together, we have a lot of fun.
Trust me, you want to be a fly on the wall.
Absolutely. There's a few times when we've just hit record while we've been talking because it just starts
to go. We definitely do. We are going to show up not only for ourselves, but for a lot of people, and hopefully you can relate to what we're going to share.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So please stay tuned for Chronicles of Two Thick Chicks. Jessica and Tanya take on the dieting industry.
There you go.
And take on the jeans that never go to the button up. Because life is too short to not eat the cheesecake.
That's great. Eat the cheesecake. I think that's going to be our tagline. Chronicles of Two Thick Chicks. Eat the cheesecake.
The cheesecake.
I just need keto cheesecake now because I'm really enjoying the keto life.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm about to embark on that. So we'll see how that goes along our journey.
Oh, okay. Let's do this together then. We're very good at working together. So I think we should add that to our list of things that we do together.
Absolutely. So. I want to be healthier, but there's a lot of diets out there. And, you know, I read years ago a book by Covert Bailey. Diets don't work. And they don't. It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, and that just freaked me out. It was someone walked behind you, but I thought they were walking behind me.
Oh goodness. I didn't even notice. But yes, they did. Sorry.
I just had this little moment of, what was that?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Oh goodness. I have children that happens sometimes. So
yeah.
My apologies. Now that you're back down to your center.
Oh, there it goes again.
Sorry.
I love it.
So what I like to see is and have conversations around is why don't diets work? I think because we're looking at how limiting they are. Hmm. Right. So I'm really looking forward to more discussions about our experiences and people sharing their experiences.
Absolutely. You know?
I have lost 100 pounds five times.
I'm impressed. I only ever lose 20.
That's the best. Lord.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Do you know? So it's one thing to lose it, but then to keep it off is a challenge.
It's a commitment.
Like anything else in your life, we were talking about today.
Yeah.
You know, people will tell us life limiting dialogue that clouds our mind.
Yeah.
And if we believe it, we're going to stay in it.
Yeah.
You know, those belief systems, or as we like to call them, bullshit systems, the limiting, they said I wouldn't walk again. They said I wouldn't live. They told my family to say goodbye.
Yes.
But here I am walking in heels.
Mm-hmm.
And some days, okay.
And I look rocking like I'm about them.
Rocking in heels. Thank you.
Rocking the heels, you baby.
Absolutely. I used to speak with a stutter. They said I wouldn't sing again because I had a blood clot in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I sing. I'm not
sure does.
Thank you.
In fact, I get to hear her sing, well, not the first time, because you've sung to me a few times, but I get to see you perform for other people for the first time, what, tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Yay!
We're gonna hang out tomorrow night. And,
yes.
And it's going to be amazing. I love singing. Yep. It is my therapy.
And you're amazing at it. You have a beautiful voice. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's the one thing that brings me so much joy. My children do too, but the joy comes with challenges.
Well, but luckily for me, your children are also so talented. So they sing with you.
Yes. And so it's a family therapy event. That is my family therapy.
Yeah.
You know, rapping, singing, but it brings you so much joy. And I think that everyone has to find that one thing in life or many things, whichever it is, that brings them joy and do it. Make time for you.
Yes.
Do you know? 100%. And I don't care if the neighbors listen, but if they complain, I might charge them for a concert.
I'll start walking around the neighborhood with a tip jar for you.
I love it. Busking indoors.
Yes.
Maybe that's awesome. Our next segment on YouTube, Busking Indoors.
There you
we'll
go.
Only stop singing if you put coins in the jar. That is our
When I reach $500, she'll stop.
The neighbors will be like, good Lord, please. She sings Tina Turner one more time. I'm going to rock me baby right out of the ocean.
Oh, shit.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I'm looking forward to that. So.
Yes. Thank you so much for everything.
And
today.
Those of you who are coming to the conference in October will have the opportunity to hear Miss Tanya sing for us. Or no, you'll be TJ when you're singing. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Her alter ego steps up.
Yes. I am TJ on stage, but as a coach and a I don't like the term healer, but I bring you to your own wellness. I've founded Guided Path Wellness with the help of Jessica. and so as a life coach, I'm Tanya Joyce.
Yes.
I'm Tanya Joyce signing off.
Okay. All right. Bring on TJ.
Right?
Yeah.
And I will be wearing heels and an evening gown when I sing.
Excellent. Oh, nice.
I love it. Right. Thank you for giving me a voice to share my story.
Oh, thank absolutely. You. Absolutely. Love it. I'm honored that you're going to be taking part in this. So thank you so much for that. Looking
thank
very
you.
Forward to it. It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. So, I'll sing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
All right. I guess we should probably let these people get back to it. So there you go.
Yes.
You got the tickle at the end. A couple of little tickles.
Call me. But call Jessica first if you really want to succeed.
There you go. We got a referral system going. We're good.
Most definitely.
We have our specialties. We know who to tag off to.
When you watch our videos, I cannot guarantee that you will not pee your pants. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Be prepared.
And we're not necessarily going to be PC, and we're certainly not going to be, it's not going to be a for children kind of thing either. So yeah,
no.
It's going to be a good time. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I think we should sign off. So it was a pleasure
to meet you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And if you have any questions, feel free to pop them into the comment section. Tanya and I, well, everybody can chime in. That's the whole point of having these interview conversations, is that I want to encourage more everybody getting involved. Let's all start talking about things. Let's stop hiding. Let's start talking. So please throw your comments in there. Tanya will respond. I can respond. Everybody can respond. We'll have fun. So
outstanding. I look forward to interacting with you all.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Mwah. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
Figure out how to turn it off.
You'll edit that out. There you go. Oh, that went great. How do you feel?